I'm talking with John Bailey, Chair of the Accounts Commission for Scotland, about the Commission's findings on the Caithness Heat and Power project. John, what were you looking at?
The Highland Council was part of a project that set up a company, a not-for-profit company called Caithness Heating and Power in 2004. This was to provide a heating system to 500 houses in Wick. Now, the company failed to deliver on its objectives, and the project has suffered a range of technological and financial and governance problems. So in 2008, the council agreed to take over Caithness Heating and Power and then appointed some members of the council to the board of that company to consider the options for the future operation of the company.
What did you find?
There were weaknesses in Highland Council's arrangements for oversight of the project. The council should have had far more effective governance and monitoring and risk management in place from the start. Now, the council is very aware of the problems experienced here and has taken action to avoid a similar position happening again. Many councils now deliver services and projects using arm's length bodies, and there are important lessons here for all councillors and senior officers to be reminded of.
What's the current position with the project?
There was an internal investigation carried out by the council, and the Caithness Heating and Power Company was brought under council control. This then led to the company discussing the future of the project with an alternative supplier. It's fair to point out that the council is very well aware now of the problems that were experienced here and has taken action to avoid these problems happening again.
How much has been spent on the project so far?
The total amount spent and committed by the council so far is just under £14 million, of which £10.5 million has already been spent. We don't know the full cost yet because the project continues.
Does what happened here have any wider significance?
Yes, I think it does. There are lessons to be learned because many councils use arm's length bodies to deliver projects and to deliver some services. And so councillors and senior officers should be reminded of the lessons coming out of this particular project and the need for effective governance from the very start of such projects. I think I should also go on to point out that we are producing a report in the coming months on how arm's length organisations should be governed, and this follows our earlier report on following the public pound. In short, the principle is that no matter where public money goes, there is still the same requirement to have proper governance over those funds.
And finally, what happens next to follow up on these findings?
Well, the external auditors will continue to keep the project under review and will report as appropriate. The Accounts Commission has asked for a further report at an appropriate point to identify the full extent of the financial consequences.
John, thanks very much.